Report: Harris campaign looks to make word salads go viral without turning cringe. By Wendell Hasebo on July 24, 2024. The Harris campaign appears self-conscious about its gaffe-prone candidate, so it's trying to embrace the gibberish in its content creation without turning cringe, Politico West Wing reported Tuesday. Harris is infamous for spouting odd phrases and explanations for simple ideas. In 2022, for example, she marveled over Venn diagrams. Another time she rambled about the significance of the passage of time. More alphabet soup from Kamala, one X user mocked. The campaign apparently believes Harris will make more gaffes now that she is the party's de facto nominee and hopes its content creation can be ironic content online that's signaling earnest support for her candidacy, without turning cringe and ruining it, West Wing reported. The campaign should use restraint when pushing Harris memes and videos created by her fans, a campaign staffer said, noting it would be good if the campaign doesn't lean in too much to the point that it becomes cringy. The cringe material floating around on social media, however, might impress young voters, other staffers told West Wing. The idea is to wink and nod at the memes so that online supporters feel seen rather than to co-opt the memes themselves, the outlet reported. Harris holds a 55% unfavorably among ages 18 to 34, a Monday Quinnipiac poll found. Harris has delivered many gaffes during her tenure as vice president. When asked in 2021 by NBC News's Lester Holt if she traveled to the border to inspect President Biden's southern invasion, she replied that she had not been to Europe yet. "I haven't been to Europe," Harris said laughing. "And I mean, I don't understand the point that you're making. I'm not discounting the importance of the border." During her trip to Poland during the Russian invasion of Ukraine, Harris seemed to find it difficult to read her notes while expressing exactly where she spoke. "I am here, standing here on the northern flank, on the eastern flank, talking about what we have in terms of the eastern flank and our NATO allies. And what is at stake at this very moment, what is at stake this very moment are some of the guiding principles," she said. Ukraine is a member of NATO, Harris suggested in 2022. "The United States stands firmly with the Ukrainian people in defense of the NATO alliance," Harris declared in what appears to be a now-deleted tweet. The vice president rambled in 2022 about the significance of the passage of time during a speech in Sunset, Louisiana. Harris mentioned the significance of the passage of time four times within 32 seconds. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.